Hey, how are you? It's Jared with the Weed Review, or Weed Review. It's been, I don't even know how long. I've actually made a couple of videos since the last one. I've talked about weed being chemically addictive. I've talked about the good and the bad. And I left off saying that I would quit weed because it's not chemically addictive, and I haven't done it. I haven't quit. So, and it's bothered me so much that I've made a couple videos, and I have not made it through the day. I have not made a day where I haven't partaked. And without getting too personal, I'm a widower. I guess I'm going to get personal. You have to be 18 to check out the site. You have to be... you should be over 18 to listen or watch. We're not going to get really explicit. But the subject matter is really adult at times. And weed is legal, but you're supposed to be over 18. I'm just covering my butt. My brain's going to a few different places as to where I want to go with this, but the fact of the matter is that I'm a pretty honest guy, and I'm very transparent, and when I turn on this camera, I want it to be natural. I don't usually write down a script. I usually speak from the heart, and weed is definitely a lifestyle. And it's legal for a bunch of different reasons. Personally, I think it's the biggest reason is because now they make more money. They, being the government, taxes, regulations, they make more money being the supplier than they did pretending to fight the suppliers. So it is what it is. I can't change it. And here I am with it. And I started to say that, you know, this is going to be personal, and the reason I say it's personal is because being a widower, my wife died 5 years ago, and she was definitely part. Weed was her lifestyle. I mentioned that. And in mourning her, I was told to release energies. I believe in the power of the universe. I believe in energies. And my best buddy, my business partner, my best friend in the whole world, he's perplexed. We're both very smart guys, and he's perplexed because he doesn't understand why I have this battle. And I don't want to have the battle anymore. I like smoking weed. That's why I smoke weed. There's a myriad of different reasons as to why I smoke weed. And without getting hugely personal into those subject matters right now, because we'll talk about them in future episodes, that's why I haven't been able to quit. Because although I believe it's a vice in many ways, I also believe that it works on two positive levels. Or let me rephrase that. I believe it works on one definite positive level. The rest of it is whether the consequences are okay with you or not. And what I mean by consequences are I am upset with myself for smoking weed because for some reason, I mentioned before, I have a very black and white personality. I'm an Aquarius, and my mindset can be very tunnel. I see things one way or the other, and I'm very aware of that. So sometimes it either has to be yes or no, and my brain is attached, you know, drugs as being something bad that you're looked down upon for using. And for that reason, I have a certain amount of guilt attached to smoking weed. Maybe it's my ego. Maybe I'm a little arrogant. Maybe I think I'm better off not smoking weed, and that would make me smarter than everybody else. I know that's one of the reasons I was actually able to quit smoking. I will not deny that. I will never touch another cigarette in my life. I'd smoked for 15, 20 years when I did quit, and I did quit cold turkey. They say the average person takes about 9 times attempts at quitting smoking before they're successful, and you have to want it. And that brings me full circle back to this. I don't want to quit, but I recognize it as the distraction that it very much is. There are consequences. We have justified or normalized alcohol in our society as being the okay drug. and we do have supervision, legal supervision sites for that. They're called bars and pubs and restaurants, and it's a mainstay in our society. And I've always been against the safe site consumptions or safe consumption sites. And I'm starting to get to be where I think we should just make all the drugs accessible and legal and make sure they're safe, because one of the reasons I've always been against certain drugs that aren't man-made is because, or as you would say, from Mother Nature, God-given. Other drugs are usually manipulated. They're usually created and manipulated with ingredients to make them much more susceptible to human beings for addictions. And I want to let the energy flow, and I want to keep doing the weed reviews, and I don't want the simple fact that I'm enjoying weed way too much to just quit the way I said I was going to. At the time, I'd just done a detox, and I missed that. Let's roll into the flip side of this. There's the consequences, and some of the consequences to me is I'm not being as efficient and I'm not executing with a bunch of things. Well, at the same time, in learning that I have to let my wife go and release and let energy flow so the universe can keep flowing and what the good that's supposed to happen can keep happening, along with the challenges, they're going to keep coming. But I got to release this. I got to get over the fact that I like smoking weed, and I said that I'd quit, and I haven't, and I don't want to right now. I don't even know if I'm going to quit. It was close, though, a couple times. If it wasn't for my good friends and my family and my support system and my environment, I would have been in trouble. And I want to flow with positive energy. I want to release the fact that I have used it for both the recreational purposes it provides of letting just, I don't know, I got certain things bugging me in my brain, stress, problems, whatever you want to call it, daily life, bigger pictures, why we're here, you name it, where the mind goes, and where my mind goes and what I enjoy when I'm high, when I'm stoned. The side effects, the consequences of those actions are what lead me to believe and give me guilt that I shouldn't be smoking weed. And I'm tired of beating myself up for it. I'm ready to release and just keep executing and reduce the distraction, because that flip side, making me tired, I don't get as much done. And quite honestly, having to figure out why I am smoking. If weed was a pill right now, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't take a pill to get the effects of weed. I don't know why. My brain, my mind works differently that way as well. So I realized that I like the escape. I like switching one feeling of anxiety possibly with another. But some of the distraction is bothering me enough that I'm going to worry about what's causing the distraction. What is still in my environment that I need to deal with? What am I not doing? I know that weed is a lifestyle, and I know there are people that will watch this and laugh because they can't get over how complicated I might be making it. On the flip side, I know there's people like me that are struggling and do wonder about all this stuff. So at the end of the day, we're human beings. I was talking tough and I failed, and I'm ready to get on with the show and see where I go with that. And I'm here to ask you why you smoke weed. Do you think anything I said here was funny? Do you think I'm complicating it a little too much? Do you understand where I'm coming from? Do you think it's chemically addictive? Do you think my issue is I'm just not strong enough to turn on the willpower and the discipline? Because that's the answer. I am admitting that right now, certain distractions and just life, at the end of the day, I would rather get high than drink a beer or do anything else. I'm also not exercising, and I'm not exactly eating right because of the cravings I get from smoking weed. So, yeah. Why do you smoke it? Is there some good with it? Is there some bad with it? Because another thing I want to point out is, you know, when I did the episode about the positive effects, it was a lot of, let's say, medicinal. Meaning, there's a lot of health reasons, diseases, sicknesses that can be cured by smoking a joint or ingesting cannabis. I'm not educated on them enough to know, aside from the experience of losing my wife to cancer. So I get all the recreational versions. I'm curious of the downside and how it affects other people. And before I end this, I do want to touch base on one other thing. You know, in the negatives, and whether it's chemically addictive or not, a lot of people term it as a disorder. Everything we do in life is a decision, and I got to face the fact that I like it enough that I've decided not to quit. End of story. I'm putting up with the consequences of some of the distractions. I think we look for excuses in society. We've been pampered way too much. Willpower, discipline is, what's the saying? Discipline is that thing you do, like you love it even if you hate it. Mike Tyson said something very similar. Just don't want to turn on the fight and try to push out the distractions or the grief, the traumas I might be experiencing, and fight the cravings at the same time. But if I keep my mind occupied with other things, and right now I'm talking 100% to myself, so I'm really glad that you've watched the weed review. I hope you'll let me know what you think. I'm done beating myself up for throwing down the gauntlet and failing, and I would just like to let the energy flow. And I know why I smoke weed, and I know why it bugs me a little, but ultimately I like it. Why do you smoke weed? Do you think it's a disorder? Do you think it's chemically addicted? Does it cause you issues in your life? Let us know. Please, come on. Throw some comments our way. Share the post, like the post, download the podcast, do all of these great things, and I will see you next time on the Weed Review. I'm back. We're going to let the energy flow, and I will update you as we go, because I'm going to make some lifestyle changes, and we'll see if I eliminate weed altogether. Until next time, thank you very much. I'm thinking good thoughts. I'm Jared. This has been the Weed Review.